Sure. Item number seven, please.
Item seven, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on the department's emerald ash borer management efforts. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman, supervisors, I'd like to give an introduction to the item at hand that was requested by the chairman to present an update on our emerald ash borer situation in the park system and the effects of that in the process. And today we've got Guy Smith and Hugh Ramsey that are here to talk about their update. But the bigger picture and concern I have is really with our natural capital, our trees as a whole. And this is just a small portion of the things that our staff is doing to protect our products out there. But the bigger picture is the importance of our trees and investment in our natural capital moving forward. So I did want an opportunity to give you all an update on our emerald ash borer situation, but keep in mind the bigger picture here regarding our trees as a valuable asset for the community.
Gentlemen, who wants to take it?
Well, good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. My name is Guy Smith, and I'm the Chief of Operations for Milwaukee County Parks. To my left is Mr. Ramsey Radakovich. He's our Deputy Regional Manager that oversees the Land Resources Division, which includes forestry operations and other capacities for the Parks Department. Today, we will be presenting an update, as the Director said, regarding emerald ash borer within Milwaukee County Parks. Our last report to you was April 16, 2013. Before I get started on the history of EAB, I just want to explain a little bit of what is all-encompassing within the Land Resources Division. Our natural resource technicians oversee forestry management, asphalt maintenance, such as patching, crack filling, etc., playground maintenance, trails, natural areas management, nursery operations, landscaping, construction, and catch basin maintenance. Excuse me. We currently have 30 natural resource technicians filled, and that includes foremen, also known as natural resource technician in charges. Over the years, this division has dealt with our urban forest health through managing gypsy moth, Dutch elm disease, oak wilt, and now most pressing the emerald ash borer, which we're here to speak about today. A little history about emerald ash borer. EAB is an invasive wood-boring beetle. It kills ash trees by eating the tissue under the bark. The metallic green beetle, which was on our PowerPoint, is native to East Asia. The larva, the immature stage of EAB, spends its life inside ash trees, feeding on the inner bark where we cannot see it. The feeding disrupts the tree's ability to move water and nutrients back and forth from the roots to the rest of the tree. Essentially, the tree starves and eventually dies. On its own, the beetle can only fly a few miles. However, it easily and quickly can be moved to other areas when people accidentally move emerald ash borer larvae inside of infested firewood, infested ash nursery stock, and other ash items. A tree that has been attacked by EAB can die within 2 to 4 years. These infestations are typically invisible for those first 4 years. Unfortunately, there is no immediate detection tool. The first discovery within the United States was found in Detroit, Michigan in 2002. And you'll see currently where the confirmed EAB locations are. Since our last report, EAB has been found in 5 more states, increasing the total number from 17 to 22 states along with 2 Canadian provinces, from Colorado in the west to Georgia in the south and north to New Hampshire. In 2002 and 2003, the Land Resource Division started to diversify nursery stock in anticipation of EAB. From 2006 to the present, we've been hosting, attending, and participating in local and regional workshops, educational sessions, and roundtables to defend the effects of EAB in our parks, as well as to limit the damage to Milwaukee County's ash tree population and forest resources as a whole. 2008 was the original Wisconsin find in Newburg, Wisconsin, and can be found in 20 other Wisconsin counties. This is an increase of 5 new counties since our last informational session with you. In 2008, we started a collaboration with the Department of Trade, Consumer, Ag Protection on emerald ash borer surveys. In 2009, Milwaukee County Parks Preparedness Plan and Ash Tree Inventory was created by Milwaukee County Parks Land Resource staff and was funded by Wisconsin DNR Urban Forestry Grant. It is estimated that Milwaukee County Parks has approximately 356,000 ash trees. Approximately 24% of these trees compose of our park's canopy. 42,000 of these trees, medium to large size, are in our 6,000 acres of active acres in the park system, so the developed parts of our park system. In 2009, Milwaukee County's first confirmed case was in the city of Oak Creek. Currently, 10 municipalities, for a second, if you want to point out, Ramsey.
Chairman and supervisors, I'd like to point out,
if you can distinguish between the green canopy, this picture was taken in August, and the green canopy is live, really foliated trees, and you can see it in some of the dark areas, those are estimated to be ash trees that have succumbed to emerald ash borer. I have another picture.
So, supervisors, chairman, obviously gives you very, you know, a grave circumstances of, and, you know, obviously changes the landscape, so.
So you can see the vein of trees that run through there. So, this is just an example.
In addition to Oak Creek, there's three new municipal additions, South Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and West Allis, all have confirmed emerald ash borer. There is also surrounding communities in addition to Milwaukee County, such as Mequon, New Berlin, Raymond, Caledonia as well. In 2010, Milwaukee County implemented the preparedness plan in conjunction with another Wisconsin DNR urban forestry grant. And now what I'd like to do is kind of jump into operations, what we do and what we are doing. So the Parks Department, we have a multifaceted, balanced approach to managing the effects of EAB. We currently are doing some treatment of specimen trees or trees on golf courses in other areas, such as the ash collection at Burner, et cetera. So approximately 150 trees annually with current funding. That type of treatment that we're using is an injection, and it can last 2 to 3 years. And it is found to be effective, but also safer to the person that's injecting the tree as well as for the environment because it goes directly into the tree. We're planting approximately 300 trees annually with our crews, but that does not include the hundreds that are being planted with our partners, such as our friends groups with Lake Park Friends, the urban anthropology folks at Kosciuszko, Friends of Grant Park, and others that we work with. This also doesn't include the hundreds of trees that we plant in our nursery every year that we then utilize to plant in our parks. There is also biological control. There are two species of parasitic wasps, and those were released within Oak Creek, and that was a partnership with the DNR and Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Forest Service. The DNR is also looking at a second release site, which would be in the southwest region in Milwaukee County. And where's that exact location you were looking at?
Scout Lake area.
Scout Lake. Okay. Supervisor, that would be in your area. As far as removals, we've done approximately 1,500 trees per year. The majority of those removals are done through the four-month winter span from December to March, because that's the easiest time for our staff to be able to get in when the ground is frozen and less people within our parks, so it's safer to do. Our priority zones, we have maps that basically show, number one, public safety, frequent and heavy use, senior centers, playgrounds, etc., to make sure that we target those first. Next is protect infrastructure and property, then environmental function and aesthetics. We also have approximately 400 miles of property lines. We're one of the largest property owners in Milwaukee County, so we have many neighbors, so we're very cognizant of that. And I'll be talking a little bit later of us, some of our future efforts working with We Energies and ATC, since they have easements along a lot of our properties, and working with them for not only pruning but actually some removals along that, since there's a lot of neighbors involved. We also, I am very pleased to say that one of our ISA certified arborists just received the tree risk assessment qualification certification, and actually scored so high that he will be able to be a certified instructor. So he'll be able to help certify our other arborists within our organization. We also have worked to become more mechanized. In 2014, we've been working closely with Mr. Dan Gayden with the Fleet Division, and he is working to get us additional 15-inch chippers with winches, a whole tree chipper, a mechanical loader, and adopt additional mechanized means to make it easier and less labor-intensive. As far as wood utilization, our division has been very proactive in what are we doing with all this wood. And so there's a couple things we're doing. Currently with wood chips, we're partnering with the City of Milwaukee in wood chip removal through an interested company that removes that at no charge to Milwaukee County. We're also utilizing these chips within our parks with mulching and chipping around trees, as well as our dog exercise areas. We're also working with a certified lumber company that actually is removing a lot of the ash logs, again, at no cost, and in some cases actually a revenue source for the Parks Department. We also worked with a local gentleman with a portable mill that actually some of the pictures that you see here where he actually utilized those logs, milled those for us, and our carpenters then in the renovations at Dretzka Clubhouse built a new bar, and we'll be utilizing that for other entities throughout the system. So we're actually using some of the materials that we've had to remove within our parks. And we're also in the future considering our exponential mortality of ash trees, and coupled with increased production comes with increased byproduct. So we're going to continue to look outside the box in ways that we can utilize this. But as Ramsey's showing you right here, this is showing the ash mortality rate. Do you want to explain that a little bit, Ramsey?
Chairman, supervisors, this is an example, or this is a chart that was kind of came up with through the experiences of Michigan and Illinois and how they've had to deal with emerald ash borer and how they've noticed the decline in the mortality of ash trees because of the beetle. We basically found emerald ash borer in Oak Creek in 2009, so it may have been in Oak Creek before the find for maybe 1 to 2 years before that. So given 2009, where we're at, we could be anywhere from 6 to 8 years into the infestation already. So that would put us at the beginning of the curve where it will exponentially rise to where at one point we will have 100% mortality. That could be anywhere from 4 to 7 years from now.
Chairman, supervisors, as we continue with our future efforts, we are continuing our cooperation and grant participation with the City of Milwaukee. We also have partnerships with the Urban Ecology Center, River Revitalization Foundation, for example, within the Milwaukee River Corridor. We're also looking at diversifying treatment methods, looking at different costs of materials, longevity, effectiveness. There's a few different treatment options out there. As I have mentioned and we showed some of the equipment, we're looking on updating equipment, more mechanical removal, more efficient for our crews, increased planting in-house and with partners, again, with the City of Milwaukee. We've worked with the Milwaukee Brewers, Lake Park Friends, other groups that we've been doing plantings throughout our system. Continuing our involvement with learning sessions, as I mentioned, educational workshops. We've also worked with Northern Illinois with a case study for treatment method and findings. As far as some future support that we're looking for the natural capital that the director mentioned, potential staff additions, better retention, looking at additional treatment chemicals, or just the material, the injection systems, looking at additional planting stock, and technological upgrades. And one that I would mention is hyperspectral imaging that the city of Milwaukee has, and they've been very good at working with us for sharing the information they have. But something that would be helpful maybe for all of Milwaukee County, all the municipalities within that, as well as inventory programs, real-time data collection, and ultimately looking to expand wood utilization efforts and continuing our multifaceted approach. So I apologize, it was kind of a lot of information to throw at you, but we feel that it's important to keep you included and involved and educated, and you know, to continue to come forth with information.
It's an important issue. Questions by committee? Ramsey?
Chairman, supervisors, I would just like to point out one more thing. If you recall, about 20 years or so, we had a disease called Dutch elm disease that threatened and took a lot of our beloved elm trees from our community, and this seems to be happening again with ash trees and emerald ash borer. So the one thing the director keeps mentioning to us and Guy and our other partners is how can we use this as a way to kind of prevent the next tragedy that will become us in 20 years from now. So thank you.
Those of us old enough to remember the Dutch elm disease and the blight it caused in our community. As a kid, to watch the east side denuded, and the beautiful arches of green down every street were just wiped out. And it took a generation and better to come back from that. So we appreciate your work. Supervisor Borkowski.
And I would say that that was more like 40 years ago versus 20. It was.
Yeah.
I recognize the challenges, and I appreciate the optimism from this report. But let me speak from, what I've noticed. Okay, I'm not seeing a whole lot of replacement of trees being done. And I will be happy to give you specifics. Drive down 43rd Street and you look at Jackson Park and it looks like a logging camp. And there's been zero replacements there. You drive along the KK Parkway, the River Parkway. All I see is piles of ash, but zero replacements. So I don't know where the replacements are coming on, but I will tell you that those specific areas have been ignored. The other thing that makes this problem worse is that the trees that you're taking down are very mature. They're huge trees. They've been around for a while. If you don't think that the public doesn't notice, you're wrong. They do notice. I'm concerned about that. I don't understand is the beetle can be transferred via firewood, yet we've got these companies that are making products out of this wood. I mean, how do they know the beetle is out? I'm not. I'll let you answer that. I've got some other questions.
Chairman, supervisors, we work with only companies that are certified and through DATCAP. They are certified log haulers and wood processors. Yeah. So the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection regulates all transportation of wood outside quarantined counties.
So, Mr. Chairman, are they telling me, this group that's in front of us, that unequivocally the beetle is not being transferred after we take the tree down by these companies that have this certification?
As far as we know, yes. They go through the proper paperwork. DATCAP certifies them, checks their inventories. For example, the logging company that we dealt with had a deadline by March 31st to remove all their wood. Because of late spring, they got an extension from DATCAP to go till May 1st. And we were able to transport logs out of the county until then. It is their responsibility to have it processed and compliant within that time frame.
For what it's worth, Mr. Chairman, I'm not convinced. And I don't care, you can have whatever agency saying that, but if the logic is that firewood is transporting these beetles, it's going on with these other companies, short of destroying the tree right then and there, you can't tell me that this beetle isn't being transported. This talk about this larvae or this moth, rather, that's being introduced, what did they do in East Asia where this thing started? I mean, the natural predators must be one of these moths or whatever. Was that just put in? You know, how effective? What has East Asia done or whatever? I mean, what are these natural predators that we can do to attack this insect?
Chairman, supervisors, it's not a moth, but it's a wasp. The extensive research was done, and I don't know all the details specifically, but the finer points of it is that they found wasps specific to emerald ash borer that only deal with emerald ash borer in ash trees, that they don't wipe out the population, but they try to keep it in check as much as possible. The U.S. government vets that process. They don't want to have any kind of mistakes taking place. These wasps have already been released in Michigan and all these other states that have it as well.
So we don't know if these wasps actually work.
Through studies, they've been found to be contributing to the decimation or the reduction of the population.
And did you say that we are having some installed in Milwaukee County?
Yes.
All right. What did they do? You know, was it East Asia when this beetle was created or created somehow? What have other people done to eradicate this insect?
Chairman, supervisors, they haven't found an eradication method. All the industry standards said diversification in a multifaceted approach is the best attempt to keep it in check and reduce the damage to our ash tree populations.
Well, I guess my final point, Mr. Chairman, committee members, what's discouraging is it's the multiple of trees that are coming down, and when I've called, some trees may have been infected, but we're being proactive by taking other trees down because they may or may not be infected, or we don't want it to be expanded. I cringe at that logic because then I guess, you know, where does it stop? And so, honestly, I don't from what I can see, I understand what's going on. I do not see any kind of replacements or any kind of new benefits, any kind of, I think that it's making our parks and our parkways more barren. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do remember before Dutch elm disease, and house we used to be at in Michigan, giant elm tree in front of our house, and it's gone. So. Now, but today, the street I live on, it's lined with gorgeous, tall, majestic ash trees. So, Houston, we have a problem. And first off, Mr. Smith and Mr. Ramsey, forgot your last name already.
Radakovich.
Mr. Radakovich, thank you very much for this presentation. This is important, and I understand Supervisor Perkowski's frustrations and deep, rightful concerns about this. Perhaps I read enough science fiction as a kid to wonder, well, what happens when you introduce yet another alien species, this wasp that goes after the emerald ash borer. Okay, I presume it's just going to go after the emerald ash borer. But does the wasp's population die off as the emerald ash borer dies off?
Supervisor, yes, it does.
Okay. So, and despite that caveat about the reading too much sci-fi, I really see that as being a logical after effect. You know, its food source goes away. It goes away. The wasp goes away. Okay. Supervisor Borkowski questioned the effects of reusing the wood material, the lumber from the ash trees, and asking if that contributed to a spread of the EAB. I was curious, now you're talking about reusing the wood chips, be it in a city-county collaboration or other fashions. Well, the EAB lives under the bark of the ash trees, is that correct? So, yeah, thank you. So if you're reusing the wood chips, which is the shredded bark, are there little EAB larvae in there?
Supervisor, the dimensions of the wood chip per DACAP recommendations are 1 inch by 1 inch on two sides of a chip. And we believe our chips get down to that, I mean, pretty consistently.
Okay, well, that's very good. But do the EABs get chopped up in that process?
Yes, mechanically they would be disposed of in that fashion. Yes.
Yes, okay, I heard you.
Sorry.
No, I understand. I'm just, okay, I hope they die. Yeah, I hope they perish that way. That's. Do you know what the number of EAB infections is per year, like the rate of infection? Any clue what that is? Any idea?
Supervisor, they have been known to spread up to 60 miles in a year just through natural movement and flying.
Oh. So, okay, that's their... They can spread up to 60 miles in 1 year.
On their own. But it takes a while for infestation to take place. As Guy mentioned, it may take up to 3 to 4 years to detect an infestation level in an ash tree.
All right. This injection that you can do, I've seen it done, actually. Again, on my street, I saw them injecting the trees, and they said it was for the EAB. So I was very glad to see that. Does that prevent EAB infection, or does it slow EAB infection? What does that do?
Supervisor, when a tree is treated with a material, there's three different chemicals that I know of so far, that two of which are annual, have to be done annually, and there's a third chemical that can be done and give up to 3 years of protection to a tree. At that point, it will kill the population of the larvae in the tree and protect it. But after the 3 years, it will then expose itself to infestation again.
Okay.
The potential.
Okay. So if you kill all the larvae in the tree, then for that 3 year period, the tree is safe.
Correct.
So hopefully they didn't chew all the way through the bark, thereby cutting off the tree.
Supervisor, it takes a couple years for the infested tree to actually succumb to the beetle.
Okay. Okay. And then my last question, Mr. Chairman. So then, does a tree that has been treated, does a treated tree have a longer life expectancy than an untreated tree? And this would also, I think the answer is yes. That's kind of obvious. Duh. Of course, if it's treated, it should last longer. But then one of the tricks is, I think they use this 3 year recipe. That was 2 years ago. So then probably this year, the city would need to come back and inject them again. Ad infinitum?
It could be treated with a different item, the annual chemical, but ultimately I would assume they would treat that with the same chemical.
Right. I mean, on an ongoing basis. Like.
Correct.
Okay.
There is a different approach that some communities have taken. Some is to preserve the trees and treat consistently until either EAB is eliminated or until the tree succumbs to its natural death. The other way is to treat it long enough so it does not die, creating a hazard to the public or infrastructure, and then be removed on its own terms, kind of managing the mortality or the death of the ash tree population.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions of Mr. Radazovich or Mr. Smith by committee members? Apparently not. Thank you. That item is informational. Thanks for your report.
Thank you.
Good to be updated.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors.
And item number 8, please.